Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Rebbe T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes. Where we are looking at Erevin 62, talking about the idea of hassening and attending. Rav Yehuda related, their instruction was given in a different manner. Hassen and attend to your needs in the mavoi before he carries it out into the mavoi and thereby imposes restrictions upon you by reacquiring the right he had first renounced. According to Rav Yehuda, a Sadducee, a Tzaduki, who renounces his right to his share without receiving any payment for it, may withdraw his concession at any time, even after the other tenants had, by the performance of some act, acquired possessions of his shares. He might change his mind at any moment. The other tenants had to carry out all they needed prior to the commencement of the Shabbos. So when I saw this piece of the Gemara, when we read this piece of the Gemara, to me, what comes to mind is the idea of hassan and attending to things right away. Carpe diem. Grab the day, seize the day. Do what you can today because you don't know what tomorrow will bring. We also don't know that we're always guaranteed tomorrow. We hope and pray that we have 120 years on this earth, but the Mishnah Perkei tells us do what you can today. Don't say I'll do it tomorrow because maybe you won't have time. Al tomer kishe efne chema lo tipane. In the words, I don't know them exactly right, but there's a famous 8th day song about it also. But make sure to do it today because you don't know if you're going to have tomorrow. We should be zocha to always have tomorrow until 120 years. Do what you can today. Don't procrastinate. Hasten and do what you can today. Grab the life by the horns. And they say the early bird gets the worm. The person that rises up early, who is zealous in his commandments of the mitzvahs and runs to do things as fast as he can, that's the one that can grab all the mitzvahs in life because we're supposed to do as many mitzvahs as we can, as much chesed as we can in the time we're given, which hopefully is 120 years. We should all be zocha again, and we should do what we can today. They say famously, I just heard Rav Rosner mention the other day, David HaMelech was someone who was a doer. David HaMelech was someone who grabbed things and tried to move as fast as possible with different things. So David HaMelech wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash as much as possible. And David HaMelech thought it was a great idea. He felt so bad that the Aron was sitting in a tent. The Ark was sitting in a tent while he had this beautiful, lavish palace. And he says to Nathan HaNavi, I want to go build, I believe it was Nathan, maybe it was God, but I'm pretty sure it was Nathan the prophet. I want to build a Beis HaMikdash for Hashem. And Nathan says, this is great, great idea. I'm all for it. Go ahead. Hashem comes to Nathan literally in the middle of the night and says, go to David right now. Tell him he cannot build the Beis HaMikdash. The obvious question is, why does Nathan have to go now in the middle of the night, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock a.m.? Don't you think David is sleeping? Don't you think I could tell him in the morning? Can I come to him at 9 a.m. after Shacharis when we're taking off our tefillin? Can't we just talk about it and say, yeah, David, Hashem said you actually can't do it because, you know, different reasons. There's blood on your hands. Your son is going to do it. You could, like, get the stuff ready, and that's what he did. Get everything ready for your son to do it, but you can't really do it. But the idea being, David HaMelech was a doer. He was probably metaphorically on the phone talking to contractors, talking to architects, talking to builders right then. He already started the process. The second he got the go-ahead from the prophet, even though it was ill-guided, misguided, because Hashem really didn't want him to do it, he probably was already getting the ball rolling. He probably was already laying out the plans, thinking how he's going to build it and whatnot, because he was a doer. He didn't waste the time. He went up and he hastened and attended to the task right away. So yes, Nathan had to go literally in the middle of the night to tell David, you can't do this, because David was already probably talking with everybody, getting things rolling, because that's the type of person David was, and that's the type of people we should aspire to be. David was a quintessential king, and of course he had faults, and he was a paradigm of tshuva, and he was a great leader, and a great mover and shaker, and a great doer. So too we should do. As the Gemara talks to us, we should attend and get to things and move to things, hasten and attend to things right away. Grab life by the horns. Carpe diem, seize the day. Do things today. Don't put off tomorrow what you can do today. Live day by day as much as you can get done today. Don't push it off for another type. Be like David HaMelech. Be a mover and a shaker. Be a builder every day, starting with today. Join us next time as we talk Erevin 63 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.